Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Dale Basham, a member of the Muncie School Board, and I'm reviewing Henry's Freedom Box by Ellen Levine. I first encountered Henry's Freedom Box several summers ago while studying as a fellow with the Indiana Writing Project. It was presented as one of a number of children's books emerging on the scene as a must-read. After flipping through a copy, I was so charmed by the style of the illustrations by Kadir Nelson and was so taken by this true story from the Underground Railroad written by Ellen Levine. The story of this unbelievable trek to freedom begins with the line, "Henry Brown wasn't sure how old he was. Henry was a slave, and slaves weren't allowed to know their birthdays." The life of the slave family during this tragic chapter of our history lovingly unfolds through illustrations and words. At my first reading, I was so enamored of the historic yet personal nature of the book. Henry's benevolent master dies early on, and the family is then divided and sold individually. Henry is befriended, however, by a wealthy abolitionist who becomes an ardent benefactor. They devise a plan to help Henry make his way to Philadelphia, a free city. Believe it or not, they packed Henry in a large wooden crate and shipped him to freedom. Part of the excitement of Henry's Freedom Box is the journey. The illustrator brilliantly shows Henry packed away in his Freedom Box as he is tossed and turned from rail car to steamboat. I recently read this book to a group of children at Motivate Our Minds to commemorate Black History Month. After the reading, we all drew pictures and spoke of what we remembered most about the book. I shall never forget the conversations about our own journeys toward freedom that I had with those children after we experienced Henry's Freedom Box together. I'm Dale Basham for BookSpeak.
I'm Chris Ekman from Muncie, and I'm reviewing The Elephant Vanishes by Haruki Murakami, a selection of short stories written in the 80s. Although the stories were originally written in Japanese and published in various magazines and newspapers, they've been faithfully translated and collected here. These tales are not purely contextual. They work perfectly fine in an English language anthology. The stories themselves are not very straightforward. They mix a stark realism with surrealism, but only enough to put the reader's sense of normalcy in a constant state of upheaval. The themes in this book are not lighthearted, but this is not to say that they aren't funny. They're very humorous, but often in a way that is slightly unsettling, and may leave the reader wondering what exactly they're laughing at. My favorite story in the collection is TV People. It's about a man who can't tell if he's going crazy or if he is the only sane person left. He sees tiny men in blue suits everywhere, installing televisions with no objections made by anybody around. When he asks a friend about the strange phenomenon, he is met with a weird stare. He continues to wonder if he is hallucinating, but most evidence points towards the men being very real. Eventually, their presence starts driving a wedge between the narrator and his relationships with coworkers and family. Within the entire selection of short stories, TV People best exemplifies the themes of confusion, technological advancement, disillusion, and ultimately, loneliness that Murakami weave together in this anthology. This book raises many questions about the world we live in. Has the mass amount of infotainment we live with damaged how we interact with one another? Can technology inherently isolate us under the guise of a shared vision? Has instant access to media or information cheapened the way we perceive it? How does a person truly find themselves when being repeatedly bombarded with information that was engineered for mass appeal? And how can a person be a part of this plugged-in society yet still feel so helpless and alone? In 2011, in a world that's been engineered around the internet, all of these questions take on a new face, no less important, and maybe even more so ominous. I'm Chris Ekman for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak 2011 comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.